and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school with a set of Yokohama tires. Choose from the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, along with the Avid Ascend LX and more. Mel's can also handle any repair to get you back on the road, including brakes, struts, shocks, and engine work, just to name a few. So keep your students safe on the road with Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 23rd of August. It is 77 degrees on our way to 102 with heat index readings near 108 today. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Chase County Chamber of Commerce Director Tony Schneider. Big doings in Cottonwood Falls, coming up October 6th and October 7th. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great this morning.
Outstanding. Well, we could talk a little bit about, you know, what's leading to this and stuff like that, but I tell you what, Ron mentioned the big doings that are taking place, and holy cow, there's a huge schedule coming up on the 6th and the 7th.
We have an amazing number of events going on, starting at 2 o'clock on Friday on the 6th.
And this is all because it's the Sesquicentennial celebration, 150th Chase County Courthouse. So really something to celebrate, huh?
That's right. Say that fast.
I know.
Sesquicentennial celebration. Yep, that's 150 years of history.
Yeah, and yeah, indeed, you do have a lot of history there. And again, October 6th and 7th, a big schedule of events happening in Cottonwood Falls. So let's just kind of run down what will be taking place first on Friday.
Right. So on Friday, first thing we'll have will be we're going to combine our Chase County Bulldog Homecoming Parade with our Sesquicentennial Parade. So we'll celebrate both going down the main street of Cottonwood Falls towards our iconic courthouse. Then, of course, there's the football game that night. But if you're not into football, you have other things to do. You can have live music down at the Emma Chase Cafe or a reenactment of the original Victorian ball that was held in 1873 to celebrate the opening of the courthouse. That's going to be over at the Old Elementary School there in Cottonwood Falls. It's free. All of our events are free. The ball, you can come and participate. You're welcome to dress up, period costume, or you can just come and watch. It's for all ages.
That sounds like a ton of
that
fun.
Sounds fun there.
And then Saturday on the October 7th timetable, you basically go from the way it appears, early to late would be a good way to put it.
Pretty much, almost about 12 hours of celebration, starting at 8 a.m., again, back over at the Old Elementary School, there'll be a cars and coffee show. You can go and see the cars and have a cup of coffee. They'll have a 5K run. Most of the day we'll have courthouse tours, which will have two ladies who actually lived in the courthouse when their father was sheriff, helping give the tours.
Wow. That is nice right there. And got a big model train display, too, I understand.
Yeah, so it's a county-wide event. There will be things happening not only in Strong City, I mean Cottonwood Falls and Strong City, but so in Strong City at the train depot, how appropriate, we have a model train display. And you might be wondering, well, how am I going to get from Strong City to Cottonwood? There'll be traffic. We've got the trolley from Council Grove.
Okay.
Yes, we've got a trolley, so you can hop on the trolley, run up to Strong City, go back to Cottonwood Falls.
Got everything going on. Let me ask you here, who you got for live music coming up here in the afternoon?
Well, that might just be pretty exciting if you're a Michael Martin Murphy fan. We've got Michael Martin Murphy coming to perform in the evening. Then during the afternoon, we've got some of our local live bands, like the Jess Dean Band, Kim Coslett, Tallgrass Express, and a little group of girls you might have heard of, the Weta Skirts.
Yeah. Weedy Skirts, cool. They are really good, and they've been performing all over the place. So, yeah, what a great lineup. Michael Martin Murphy, 7 p.m., and where will he be performing?
He'll be down near the courthouse. We're going to set up the stage right there at the end of Broadway next to the courthouse. And, again, everything's free. We've got some fabulous sponsors and donors that have really come out, and everything's free.
Wanted to ask you here about the time capsule and the courthouse tribute. Are you still kind of accepting things for the time capsule right now, and what's going to be part of the tribute?
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. We are still accepting things for the time capsule. If you have something you'd like to include, contact me at the chamber, and I'll get you hooked up with the right people for that. And another thing we're doing, we need people that have photographs of the courthouse. If you ever came to Chase County and took a picture of your kids in front of the courthouse, or if you got married in front of the courthouse, or if your grandparents got married in front of the courthouse, we'd love to have your photos. We're going to have a display at the Symphony in the Flint Hills Gallery of all of the photos that people have taken over the years, as well as professional photography contests.
What a lineup, and you're going to finish things off with a boom, huh?
Of course. Yeah. What celebration is not complete without fireworks? We're going to have our fireworks. Now, those will be kind of at the north end of Broadway, so they'll be perfect viewing from the downtown area where we're doing all of our celebrating.
Well, you can learn a lot about the Chase County Courthouse, and boy, what history we have there, 150 years. Talk just a minute before we let you go here, Tony, about the Cookies and Conversation that's going to be going on starting at 2.
Yes, so the Cookies and Conversation will be at the Senior Center in downtown Cottonwood Falls, and we've invited some of our residents that have been around the area for quite a while to come and tell us about the old ghost towns like Hymer that no longer exist and the things that were going on possibly when the courthouse maybe not was built, but shortly after.
Tony, I wanted to ask you here, what's come together here to put together this event schedule, for one, but also really the community support here and the interest in the 150th anniversary celebration? Because it's you guys have been pumping out some social media posts here for months now, and it seems like there's been a lot of traffic.
There sure has. Everybody loves the courthouse. You know, I travel all over the state and all over the United States, and if I mention Chase County, they say, oh, that's that fabulous courthouse. I'm like, yes, it is. Thank you. So people love the courthouse. The community loves the courthouse. It's a part of our life every day. And we've had just an amazing turnout of local residents who have come together and taken on this momentous task. It's 150 years. We're not going to do this again for a while.
Yes, this was Centennial Celebration, Chase County, October 6th and 7th. We want to get this information out early, albeit it's really not that early, the way time flies.
True.
Time flies.
Know,
before we know it. But, yeah, everyone's invited to head to Cottonwood Falls, Strong City, and be a part of the 150th celebration of the Chase County Courthouse, October 6th and 7th. Tony, did we miss anything here?
Oh, I'm sure we did, but we'll... Go to the website, heartoftheflinthills.com. The event's on our website and has lots of details, as well as Facebook. It's all over Facebook.
Well, and we'll certainly have you back on prior to the event because it's a big one.
And I'd enjoy that.
Yeah, we like to celebrate Chase County and the Chase County Courthouse. Tony, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Chase County Chamber of Commerce Director Tony Schneider. SESWA Centennial Celebration, Chase County Courthouse. Chuck will be here October 6th and 7th.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, next week is what you need to point towards, and most of our dates are open now.